And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
69 years ago today, when our fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers invaded the continent of Europe on what is D-Day, how could we, or especially how could they, ever envision that almost 70 years later, a revelation from the British press, God forbid that an American newspaper or wire service or Alphabet Network reveal what is happening in the United States. No, no, it's a British newspaper that reveals that the Obama administration, courtesy of a secret court order, now has access to every single cell phone call, every number, all the information that comes down from Verizon. Are you a customer of Verizon? Do you remember that ad? I guess within the last decade, I forget when it first came into vogue and when Verizon stopped using it, but it was a bit of advertising genius because the marketing slogan was so oft repeated during actual cell phone calls. Can you hear me now? And there's not a single thing funny about this. On this 69th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 2013, this is J.D. Hayworth behind the microphone for Dr. Savage, and you are on the Savage Nation. First and foremost, my thanks to Dr. Savage for allowing me to be behind this microphone. My thanks to you for taking time to listen to this program, and a request that you check out the stories of the day at michaelsavage.com, and that you prepare to call with your comments at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282. Now, on Capitol Hill today, as the news of the Verizon access comes out in the British press, it creates more than a buzz in the United States Capitol, as schedules would have it. The Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, was testifying before a Senate committee. The junior senator from Illinois, and just think, when we were saying that a few years ago, the person who had that description was Barack Hussein Obama. But now the junior senator from Illinois is Republican Mark Kirk. And in the wake of the Verizon revelation, listen to the way Senator Kirk questioned Attorney General Holder. And
could you assure to us that no phones inside the Capitol were monitored of members of Congress that would give a future executive branch, if they started pulling this kind of thing off, would give them unique leverage over the legislature?
With all due respect, Senator, I don't think this is an appropriate setting for me to discuss that issue. I'd be more than glad to come back in an appropriate setting to discuss the issues that you have raised. But in this open forum, I would
interrupt you and say the correct answer would be say no, we stayed within our lane, and I'm assuring you we did not spy on members of Congress.
That exchange, and forgive me, but I wanted to say listen carefully to Eric Holder's non-answer. Now understand what is at stake here, because I fear from time to time you see one of these encounters from Capitol Hill and you go, oh, ha, ha, somebody's playing gotcha. Oh, here's a chance to what? To pick on somebody in grandstand. Understand this. And it goes back to civics. And I'm not going to get way down in the weeds, but you remember this, don't you? In our constitutional republic, we have three separate and co-equal branches of government, and each has a check and balance, a unique power that the other two do not possess. Oversight is the domain of the legislative branch. When Senator Kirk asked Attorney General Holder that question and received that non-answer, speaks volumes. Understand this as well, because they are separate and co-equal branches of government. Just as the executive branch has executive privilege, members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress have the debate and speech clause. Now, again, I'm not going to get down in the weeds, but suffice it to say, that's a form of legislative privilege. So what is Eric Holder saying with his non-answer? That this administration or this Department of Justice has certain members of Congress under investigation for crimes? Is that why he wants to come back in a closed session? But understand how broad this power has become. Understand that there is a situation where those on the left reflexively say, you got to blame Bush. Got to blame Bush. Now Harry Reid comes out, and you'll hear it right here. This afternoon, as the story picks up steam, as you and your neighbors grow even more concerned, here comes Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Democrat Leader, to say, look, it's not that big a deal. George Bush did it. Here is United States Senator Harry Reid of Nevada.
But right now, I think everyone should just calm down and understand this isn't anything that is brand new. It's been going on for some 7 years, and we've tried often to try to make it better, and we'll continue to do that.
All right, now he didn't exactly say, blame Bush. But he's saying 7 years, so let's do the math. It's 2013, 7 years' time would be 2006. And oh yeah, for purposes of full disclosure, I held a constitutional office in 2006. And I say that not out of braggadocio or a hope that you will misidentify me, but I'll tell you what we confront as we face an enemy like the Islamo-fascists, even though this administration, this president, this attorney general would never refer to the Islamo-fascist the way I just did. There is always a battle between liberty and security. Benjamin Franklin pointed it out at the dawn of our republic. One of the things you do in wartime, and even in this new type of war, this confrontation with Islamo-fascist terrorists, you try to set up checks and balances. Now, there are some who believe they are striking a blow for bipartisanship and national security by saying they don't have a problem with this. Included in that group is a guy who once upon a time was a pretty good friend of mine, and then different events came into play, and now, how can I say this candidly? Now I see him as the embodiment of Gomer Pyle gone to Washington without the singing voice of Jim Nabors. Here's United States Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina.
You know, that's a good question, but I'm a Verizon customer. I don't mind Verizon turning over records to the government if the government's going to make sure that they try to match up a known terrorist phone with somebody in the United States. I don't think you're talking to terrorists. I know you're not. I know I'm not, so we don't have anything to worry about. I'm glad the activity is going on, but it is limited to tracking people who are suspected to be terrorists and who they may be talking to.
Really, Lindsay? Are you that confident? Lindsay, let me put it in terms you might understand. Since you're going to be up for re-election next time, and since politics to this crowd is played with brass knuckles, the Chicago Cook County bunch, Senator Graham, let me put it in perspective for you. You may think you've, quote, done nothing, but the fact that you're a Republican in the United States Senate who wants to hang on to his seat with this crowd, you've done something. Let me mention a name, and it's not from Tom Clancy fiction. There was a real Jack Ryan. Do you remember this back at the outset of the Senate campaign, which saw Barack Obama win a Senate seat? A Republican named Jack Ryan, a judge in Chicago, unsealed his divorce records. The Obama crowd got a hold of it. Spread it all over the place. Jack Ryan's candidacy died aborting. And guess who profited in the long run? Mr. Obama. Do you still believe that there's nothing to this? Let me just cut to the chase here, and it's symptomatic of so much that has gone on with this administration. When people heard that there was going to be change, they were hoping for some new epoch, some new era, some true change. Well, here's the change we got starting following the election of 2008 on January 20th, 2009, and since then through a second inauguration. What you have seen is the employment of tactics more appropriate for the thugocracy of Cook County, Chicago, Illinois, spread nationwide. And this iteration, this revelation today from a British newspaper, is the latest evidence of it. Now, I've got a simple question for you. Are you worried now? Are you a Verizon customer? Or do you believe, as Lindsey Graham, if you've done nothing wrong, well, there's not going to be any problem? Really? 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight. I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside in my mind I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-471-7570. That's 1-800-471-7570. Call 1-800-471-7570.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
There's a vote for traffic. San Mateo, eastbound 92 before 101. Crash, right lane is blocked. Traffic backed up towards Highway 280. Past that, it's just sluggish across the San Mateo Bridge, getting better, but still slow because of earlier problems. Southbound 880 at 92. Crash, that's off to the right shoulder with traffic back to Highway 238. Still slow through San Francisco. Northbound 101, 280 onto the lower deck. Upper deck slow from the island to Highway 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Scott Jassim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
A long distance directory assistance, every code 212.
You know, that's a good question, but I'm a Verizon customer. I don't mind Verizon turning over records to the government if the government's going to make sure that they try to match up a known terrorist phone with somebody in the United States. I don't think you're talking to terrorists. I know you're not. I know I'm not, so we don't have anything to worry about. I'm glad the activity is going on, but it is limited to tracking people who are suspected to be terrorists and who they may be talking to.
Huh. Lindsey Graham, kind of accompanied there by the 70s group Sugarloaf and the top 40 hit of the era, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham.
App, I know you play that kind of Farmer Brown just came to town shtick, but you understand what's going on. Let me put in political terms for you, Lindsey. These guys, if you don't believe they're tracking you, especially since you are running for re-election, well, my gracious, come on, get with it.
This is the Obama Chicago crowd, for crying out loud. And yet there are those in Washington who somehow think that this crowd, who lives, breathes, eats, sleeps, and insert activity here, politics and political advantage, are somehow not going to use that when it comes to national security. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Las Vegas. This is Doug. Doug, welcome to the Savage Nation. Doug left us. Maybe the administration got him on his Verizon phone. From Memphis, listening on WKIM, here is, I hope I get the name right, Gunny, is that right?
Tony, man, T-O-N-Y.
Tony, bless your heart, Tony. I don't know how they got Gunny out of that, but you're on. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Tommy, every time I say Tony, so no big deal. Right before you came on the radio, and I was stating this earlier when I heard this on the radio about this Verizon crap that's going on, that it was going to dig in much deeper than that. Now they're talking on the, they've admitted this on the radio. Like I said, I don't know where the sources come from, but now they're saying that Comcast, Google, Yahoo, any internet provider has had to, you know, that the government's going into their servers. Apple stated that they don't know anything about it. It's called Prism.
Yep, it's the Prism program, and here's where it's taking us, where they can literally, Tony, sit down and watch you as you are typing, as you are texting. And here is what is troubling about this, Tony, and thanks so much for the call. Here's the broader issue. Understand that all of these programs are aimed at American citizens. That's what is the sobering reality. And if you think I had a hand in this when I was in government, well, my intention was to make sure that there was a way to find terrorists, not to spy on every American citizen and his or her First Amendment rights. It's J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. More of your calls coming up. Say, hey, Emma, this
is Mr. Rhythm and Blue. Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated, and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Talk, Shot Talk 560, KSFO. Tropical storm Andrea has made landfall in Florida's Big Bend area and is packing winds about 65 miles per hour. Forecasters say it's unlikely to reach hurricane force, but still poses a threat from storm surges and torrential rain. Leaders of the House Intelligence Committee says the government's monitoring of millions of American phone numbers has helped thwart at least one attempted terrorist attack in the United States, possibly saving American lives. Meanwhile, there are reports of the existence of another program used by the NSA and FBI that scours the nation's main internet companies. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 237 and 101 crash cleared to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up from Great America, if not before. Northbound 280 at Saratoga, crash off to the right side. Eastbound 92 before 101 in San Mateo, right lane still blocked there. Traffic backed up to Highway 280 and northbound 880 at 5th in Oakland, crash there. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi there. Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Coming up on the next morning show, he was a brewer and a patriot. The founder of Sam Adams on the program. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I don't think you're talking to terrorists. I know you're not. I know I'm not, so we don't have anything to worry about.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham. Part of Lindsey's shtick is acting like he just fell off the turnip truck. Lindsey, let me explain it to you in a way you might understand. Not turnip truck, but if I recall, one of the movers and shakers in the South Carolina Democrat Party was a guy by the name of Tom Turnip Seed. Let me explain something to you, Lindsey. Tom Turnip Seed and the South Carolina Democrats and the Obama administration, they're not distinguishing national security. No, here's the way it works. They're thinking getting you out of office is a key to their national security, their political security. So even though Senator Lindsey Graham goes on Fox and Friends this morning on the Fox News Channel saying, hey, I'm kind of glad we have this surveillance of everybody who's a Verizon customer. I'm a Verizon customer. And, well, then you heard him say, if you're not doing nothing, you don't have anything to worry about. Excuse me? And this is even acknowledging the need in this age of terrorism, even though this administration will not use the terms Islamist nor Islamo-fascists, we know who the enemy is. They dare not speak their name, but somehow they've confused. Here's the most troubling thing. This crowd in power now has confused domestic political opponents and adversaries
with enemies. That's a fundamental problem. Oh, if you're just joining us and you're saying, wait a minute, that's not Dr. Savage. You're correct. It's J.D. Hayworth in for the good doctor. And Michael, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks to you, too, for listening. Check out the stories of the day at michaelsavage.com or call us here, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Now, if you think I'm picking on my old colleague Lindsey Graham, fairness dictates that I point out it's not just Lindsey doing his Farmer Brown has come to town routine from up in Oconee County, South Carolina. No less a pundit than the professionally trained and licensed psychiatrist who you see often waxing rhapsodic on so many issues of the day, Dr. Charles Krauthammer. He basically says the same thing that Senator Graham has to say. Listen.
I'm not at all upset by what was revealed today about the phone program. It is meta information, and what you get, A, you have to go to a judge. B, you do the information. It's sifted by a computer looking for patterns. It's data mining. If it finds a pattern, it has to go see a judge again and look into it individually. And that, I think, is reasonable.
Well, here's the problem, Charles. I'm sorry, Dr. K. Here's the problem. Do you believe that the judges, this crowd, goes to seek the orders from? Do you think that they're not judge shopping to find their political cronies and their political appointees? Do you not think that's going on? Let me tell you, the problem is, first, last, and always with this bunch, it's politics and power. And it's unsettling, to say the least. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. On line four from the Big D, Dallas, here is Katie on the Savage Nation.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, so here's my question. You know, we're talking a lot about Verizon, but let's carry it over into email, a way people communicate every day, most often through Gmail or Yahoo, which has just come out with a big announcement about how they're going to be data mining your email or cutting off your access. So my question is this. Why would a huge company like that spend tons of money to give you, quote, free email? You know, it's valued at about $5 a month. Really, that's what it costs. I mean, ultimately, it's to get your data. I mean, if you said, would you let them open your postal mail or bug your house for the price of a cup of coffee? I don't think so. And so here's the other thing. That data, they're constantly data mining every single email that you send and receive. And you don't even have to go through a judge. Google's been very open in saying, hey, we're happy to hand that information over.
Because, yeah, if you avail yourself of the service, then it's like, okay, here I am. Take what you need and sell my address and my info to somebody else. Got that. Here's the new wrinkle, Katie. When you have an administration taking this information, ostensibly for national security concerns, do you really think we can rest easy with the better angels of their nature? That's the real problem, but you raise a very real concern, and it's part and parcel of the naivete, the collective naivete of Americans. Thanks very much for the call. You get it in other social media. Think about the people who go on Facebook. Think about the people who go on Twitter and report their every move. I guess they're playing Boswell to their own personal Johnson, so to speak. And they're telling you when they're out of town, when they're on vacation, what they're having to eat. Do you realize that there are gangs of thieves who monitor the Internet for those social accounts? And then you got dopes like Anthony Weiner. Oh, man, if ever a name was appropriate. Oh, mercy. There's former Congressman Weiner trying to reinvigorate his political career, trying to run for mayor of New York City. New York City, yeah. And we know the dopey garbage he did. But in this post-Clinton age, you know, it's no big deal because that was just about sex and stuff. And I learned my lesson. And besides that, I committed perjury. Y'all didn't do anything to me. Oh, yeah, you patriot, you acquitted me. So there's no problem there. And so in this post-Clinton age, guys like Wiener think they can find a path back to power. As tempting as it is to go into a completely political discussion, that should not be our intent tonight, because there are broader implications. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Speaking of the Big Apple, WABC New York City, listening from across the state line in New Jersey, we welcome Dave to the Savage Nation. Hi, Dave.
Hi. You know, for the last five and a half years, Obama and his administration has just been busted by three things: what's going on with the IRS and the phone calls, et cetera. Imagine what we don't know about and what he has not been caught with yet. That's most scary to me. Intelligence with Hamas, Al-Qaeda, just what has he done and what has he done to wreck this country?
And why is it, thanks for the call, Dave, and why is it we have a supposedly free press enslaved by the cult of personality, by the cult of fantasy, with their own vain imaginings of egalitarianism, handing the reins of power to someone so ill-prepared, someone so ruthless, and someone so imbued with the notion that somehow, some way, at some point in time, the problem is with us? And double entendre intended here, pun intended, us, U.S. Somehow we are the source of all these problems. It is breathtakingly stupid. And it's basically a recipe for national suicide. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The fictional home of Rob and Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show was New Rochelle, New York. Real life, listening from New Rochelle, again listening to WABC, here is Kevin calling in to the Savage Nation. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mr. Avery. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure, pal. Just call me J.D.
J.D., you got it. I had a question, and it's regarding the origin of this whole Verizon situation. Would you say, and I'm not saying blame Bush because I don't know, that's why I'm asking you. Would you say that the origins of this situation came from the Patriot Act?
I would say that, as I acknowledged earlier in this program, there is always a challenge in wartime, and even in this new type of war, with preserving liberty amidst the need for security. As one who voted on the Patriot Act, I can tell you this. Mindful of the concerns, we made sure that every year there would be a review. There would be an open review of what was being done. And that the reason we would have the review is you'd have to vote it in again every year, so there was an annual sunset to it. But there is always a risk. There is always a risk that there are those who are tempted by power who will take the information and will use it to accumulate power, use it to their political advantage, and turn the whole notion of citizenship and freedom in a constitutional republic on its collective ear. Now, the question becomes, and when you hear Lindsey Graham and Charles Krauthammer say they're not worried about it, they're saying, look, politics is one thing, national security is another. All I can tell you is this. And in the days following 9/11, in fact, on 9/12, when the House of Representatives was called into session, it was Dick Gephardt as the Democratic leader of the House at that point in time who spoke and warned those who might try to manipulate our Constitution that they would be unsuccessful. It was Mr. Justice Jackson who in the 1950s famously observed the Constitution is not a suicide pact. But it was the second president of the United States, John Adams, the first resident of the executive mansion, what you and I now call the White House, who uttered the prayer, may only good and wise men live here. And sadly, ultimately, even though a republic is supposed to be founded on law, and even though we are a nation of laws, the danger is that there are men, or let me amend that in this sensitive age, there are men and women who may seek to short-circuit it. When I think about the first advisory to come from the new Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, back in 2009, what was the concern? What was the statement? That conservatives, that military veterans, that gun owners, that they perhaps could be the terror threat. If this is the way the current crowd thinks, and I have no reason to believe otherwise, then we are facing some very dangerous times. The bottom line is, with the best of intentions, safeguards were added. But the safeguards, like anything in life, are never foolproof. And that's what we're dealing with today's revelations and the past records of the current administration. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. So, how are you feeling tonight? Feeling more secure? Or are you feeling that your very security has been sacrificed in the name of security? For Dr. Savage, it's J.D. Hayworth on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful...
Here's about traffic. Troubles on the Nimitz. Still 880 northbound, southbound, Hayward. Things, all the lanes should be clear now, but you've got slow traffic southbound from before 238 down to Highway 92. Northbound, still slow out of Union City, about Alvarado Niles as you head up to Highway 92. Northbound, 680, Sunol Grade, still backed up Mission Boulevard south to Andrade. Eastbound 92, earlier problem at 101 cleared. Traffic sluggish in stretches, San Mateo across the bridge. I'm Dave Fox, KSFO.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
La, la, la. After a super stay at La Quinta, you know what business traveler Barry Sullivan does?
On your budget, others will give you this. But I can give you this.
He gives them more bang for their buck. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com.
Vacation time. Get round-trip airfare and two nights at the Wyndham Hotel for two people at cities across the U.S. for only $4.99. Only at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Coming up on the next morning show, he was a brewer and a patriot. The founder of Sam Adams on the program. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You're on the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Not only Washington, not only Wall Street, not only Main Street, but your street, rocked with the news that if you're a Verizon customer, all the data, courtesy of a secret court order, is going to the Obama administration? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Patriot. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 7 years ago. Oh, yeah, yeah. Project Prism. Bush's fault? Really? Back to the phones we go. From the city where it all started, Philadelphia, here is Vinny on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, J.D.
Hi, Vinny.
You know, the data mining's been going on for years. I don't understand why everybody's just catching up to it now. The thing is, Sheila Jackson commented the other day that Obama's going to have everything on everybody in no time. They're going to match it up to the medical. They're going to use the IRS to track everybody. I mean, this is what was supposed to happen as far as eavesdropping. Now, the immigration, I think that everybody that comes here, whatever the Gang of Eight is doing, Let them do it. Doesn't seem like you're going to stop it. You're not going to throw out 30 million people. When they come here, have them understand what the melting pot of America is, what American
that would be great, Vinny, and you're giving us a dream that I appreciate very much. But here's the fundamental problem with the second part of what you had to say. And I want to thank you for the call, and you're right about Sheila Jackson Lee. We used to say out of the mouths of children. In this case, with Sheila J., we can say out of the mouths of avowed leftists. You're right about what's going on with this crowd in charge right now. Here's the flaw in your argument about immigration. First of all, don't accept the straw man argument that, oh, everybody's going to be thrown out. There's a far simpler way to look at it, and it is this. If you fail to enforce existing law, what makes you think that any new law will work? That's the flaw with the Gang of Eight. And, oh, I'm with you, Vinny, on the melting pot. But the fact is we have not had assimilation. We've had balkanization. And those are the problems we're having with immigration. We can get into that more a little bit later. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. From the Hoosier State, Indiana, here is Doug. Hi, Doug.
Hi, J.D. Hey, two quick comments and one opinion. I'm so happy to hear you refer to this as a republic. Three times in the past hour that I've heard, most people call us a democracy, and they don't understand the difference between a democracy and a republic, and they need to educate themselves. We need to educate them, I guess, because they don't understand. Number two, I do believe that these people cutting in on our phone calls, our emails, everything, this is a violation of our First Amendment and my privacy rights, and I do take offense to it vehemently. Third, personal opinion, and it's just a voice out there. I hope everybody remembers all the great people that gave their lives and time on this day 69 years ago.
Amen, Doug. Thanks for the call. We're going to talk more about that. And let me go to your first point. How can we make you understand the difference between a republic and a democracy? A republic is built on laws. A democracy is built on majority rule, simply popularity. As Dr. Franklin explained it, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for dinner. A republic is a well-armed lamb with the ability to contest that vote. And that just doesn't mean Second Amendment rights. That means armed with the knowledge of the law, rooted in the law. And that becomes the challenge for us at this time in our history. You're on the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth for Michael. There's more to come. Stay with us.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And if I could just offer a friendly amendment to that introduction, and no sooner do you hear this voice than you go, well, wait a minute, that's not Michael Savage. You would be correct. It's J.D. Hayworth, honored to be behind this microphone for Michael Savage. So honored that the good doctor would give me this opportunity, especially on this important date in American history, June 6th, 69 years ago today. Your father or grandfather or maybe great-grandfather, part of that massive armada for freedom that hit the beach at Normandy and made all the difference, literally all the difference in the world. But even as we remember that fight for freedom and to preserve our republic and our way of life, as you and I get together on this June 6th, it appears those freedoms are in jeopardy. The revelation in the British press. Oh, an American newspaper or wire service or network could never break the story. A British newspaper with the news of a secret court order giving every bit of data on Verizon customers to this administration. Some people say they're not worried about it. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and the noted pundit, Dr. Charles Krauthammer, say, well, this is part of our national security. And believe me, I wish, you know, the old saying was in World War II and in the early days of the Cold War that politics stopped at the water's edge. With the bunch from Cook County, Illinois, now in control, I'm not so sure of that. And speaking of the politics, not only of Cook County, but now, unfortunately, of Washington, D.C., that affect every American, you've had this curious situation. The Attorney General of the United States today, in a committee hearing in the United States Senate, when asked by Illinois Senator Mark Kirk if any members of Congress essentially were under surveillance, the Attorney General would not answer the question. Now, it's very curious because this same Attorney General, with all the revelations about the wiretapping of the Associated Press and of Fox News correspondent James Rosen, remember what happened? What, within the last week? Attorney General Holder had a, quote, off-the-record briefing for journalists. A lot of organizations, to their credit, did not attend. NBC News did. So did the Wall Street Journal. So did some other publications and media sources. And I have to believe that politically, because NBC News showed up, and because NBC of the Alphabet Networks has most slavishly towed the line and led in the adulation of this administration, NBC got a sit-down interview with Eric Holder. And the Attorney General was much more effusive with NBC's Pete Williams than he was earlier today with Senator Mark Kirk. Cut one. Listen to the way Eric Holder talks about his stewardship at the Department of Justice.
Well, I'm a little concerned that things have gotten a little out of whack, in the sense that I think that our rules and regulations need to both be updated and need to reflect in a better way, just personally for me, need to reflect in a better way the striking of that balance.
A little out of whack? It's interesting that euphemism. Things are a little out of whack. Now, just to refresh your memory, this is an attorney general, as soon as he was sworn in, in Black History Month, February of 2009, this was an attorney general who lectured us and said we were all cowards about race. Of course, when someone within his own Office of Civil Rights wanted to point out the election abuses, the curious behavior of members of the Black Panther Party at a polling place in Philadelphia, basically carrying big sticks and intimidating some voters. Oh, I guess the Attorney General wasn't a coward, but there was no reason to have that investigation. Or with Fast and Furious, with this administration involved in gun running, guns that ended up in the hands of Mexican gangsters, part of the cartel south of the border, guns that killed Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. It was this attorney general, courtesy of this president, who is now encloaked in executive privilege, so he doesn't have to answer that question. And so it was this attorney general who sat down off the record, maybe saying that members of the press who showed up at the off-the-record briefing, well, they weren't really a fan club, were they? Maybe kindred spirits, philosophically, politically. The AP, and I can recall, what was it, a year ago? The guy running the AP introduced President Obama for a speaking engagement and was so effusive in his praise, it was sickening. But I guess the same guy at the AP now has awakened. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You've been wiretapping our reporters? So the AP did not attend that off-the-record briefing, nor did Fox News. And you remember what the deal was with James Rosen, the chief Washington correspondent of Fox News? That a court order was obtained in secret? Basically saying that James Rosen was part of a conspiracy against the government? Now, Pete Williams of NBC News, to his credit, asked Attorney General Holder about the Rosen case. Listen to the Attorney General of the United States attempt to sidestep and yet engage in more euphemisms. Cut two.
Well, I don't want to, again, comment on a particular case, but let me just say that I think that there are certain things that we can do better, certain ways in which we can make things, we can express things in a better way. But it's also consistent with our need to, I think, change our rules, our guidelines, and change the statute that is actually involved in that matter, so that you never call a reporter was simply doing his or her job in gathering news a criminal. That is not something I'm comfortable with.
Well, if you're not comfortable with it, General, why did you allow your Justice Department to do it? Oh, now you're not comfortable. Now that the news is out, now you're going to get you're going to lead that parade. Oh, I see. Here's a simple notion, General. If there's a leak, you go after the people doing the leaking, not the reporters who have First Amendment rights and privileges. But you know the dangerous thing with this crowd? They would move far afield. They would take the notion of going after, and we've already seen it in government, right? Not so much leakers, but whistleblowers. Oh, they go after those guys. They go after those whistleblowers. And somehow, I guess every leaker, it wouldn't be every leaker, would it? But those who had information potentially damaging not to national security, but to this administration, oh, they go after them. But I'm just curious. At long last, are people getting a clue on this crowd? At long last, are opinions changing? At long last, is that mom who is so busy with her kids and so busy trying to make ends meet in this struggling economy, is that same mom who actually believed that garbage about a so-called war on women in the last campaign? Has that mom finally awakened? I'm curious, your thoughts on that and all the revelations of this June 6th. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Have the American people finally gotten a clue on this crowd? Your calls are next. It's J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Cache Creek Casino Resort salutes you with the Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration. June 1st through July 7th. Come on in for your free daily swipe. Win cash, dining, and entries into our Star Spangled Weekend Drawings. Every weekend in June, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash drawings. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with a wallet full of great American dollars, $2,500 in Benjamins each. And we're celebrating independence in a huge way. From July 3rd through the 7th at 7 p.m., two lucky people will win $2,500 cash. And one will win a true American vehicle, the Jeep Patriot. On the road or off, you're free to roam. The Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration through July 7th, only at Cache Creek. Play the best, close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you own a Lexus? The answer is, now. It's your turn. Because now, at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase for 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It's J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And in case you have not heard this exchange yet, this is an exchange from earlier today on Capitol Hill, a Senate hearing. The junior senator from Illinois, Mark Kirk, questioning the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, in the wake of revelations that courtesy of a secret court order, all the info on every Verizon customer is now with this administration. And so just listen to the exchange. Here's cut one.
Could you assure to us that no phones inside the Capitol were monitored of members of Congress that would give a future executive branch, if they started pulling this kind of thing off, would give them unique leverage over the legislature?
With all due respect, Senator, I don't think this is an appropriate setting for me to discuss that issue. I'd be more than glad to come back in an appropriate setting to discuss the issues that you have raised. But in this open forum, I would
interrupt you and say the correct answer would be say no. We stayed within our lane, and I'm assuring you, we did not spy on members of Congress.
Yeah, Mark Kirk is right. And Eric Holder refused to answer. So what's going on? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 to San Luis Obispo, California, listening on KERN. Here is Dave. Dave, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks a lot. And, you know, listening to that last statement from the senator or whoever it was, why should they be getting any executive privilege to not be spied on just like me and you when it comes to an all-out phone, you know, scandal, which adds to the next scandal, to the next scandal, and people don't do nothing about it. They just let them keep happening, and they keep electing these same Congress and senators to the Congress and Senate, and nobody changes anything. They're all crooks. They don't. Anything to make themselves make money is great.
Now you're talking, and you're frustrated, Dave, and you're talking in an overgeneralization. Let me grant you this. There are plenty of folks who go to Washington and think, oh, I got to moderate. Oh, I'm in the Senate, so I've got to be nice. Now, Kirk, to his credit, said the answer should have been no. But had I been in the seat, I would say, General, I'm going to ask you again, are any members of Congress under surveillance? And I would have continued to ask, and I would have basically dared whoever was chairing the committee to gavel me down. I would continue to ask the same question. But Dave, I understand the frustration, but be very careful with the frustration that leads to the generalization, oh, they're all crooks, they're all in it for money. No, there are. Sadly, what is universal, it would appear, well, not universal, but for whatever reason, part and parcel of the makeup of so many of these people, there is a timidity a reluctance to go ahead and say, hey, wait a minute, this stinks, and you better tell me what's going on. And so you get this retreat. Oh, well, we want to move cautiously. We want to move soberly. And part of the frustration that Dave is voicing is somehow it never seems to move from point A to point B and saying, what the heck's going on? And we need the information. Thanks very much for the call. To Long Island, New York, listening on WABC, here is Lewis. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Mr. Hayworth. How are you doing? So something that I think is very interesting, in context with what's been going on with this Verizon thing, with the wiretapping everybody that uses Verizon, is what just came out of the SCOTUS with the DNA thing, that now our DNA records might actually be able to be linked with our phone conversations. And since Obamacare might even be able to be linked with our medical records. And it's interesting with this IRS thing, with how they're targeting specific groups of people, that they might actually be able to tie in your political affiliations and your tax records with your DNA and your medical and your phone conversations. It's sort of like soon is going to be a digital representation.
In other words, Lewis, I'll cut to the chase on this thing, and thank you for the call. In other words, it's Big Brother, not the stuff of fiction, but the stuff of reality. And understand the other thing about this date. On this date, George Orwell's 1984 was first published. It's D-Day, but it's more. It's the Savage Nation. JD for Michael. More of your calls coming up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Senator Dianne Feinstein says the top secret court order for telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon is a three-month renewal of an ongoing practice. Feinstein, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, met with reporters after the White House defended the National Security Agency's need to collect the records. Air quality managers have issued a spare the air alert for tomorrow. It is the second spare the air of the season. High temperatures, low winds combined with motor vehicle exhaust are expecting to make it pretty smoggy conditions around the Bay Area. Taking a look at the traffic right now, San Jose, northbound 280, just past 17. We've got debris, second lane from the left, creating a little bit of a backup there. And Highway 9 westbound at Quito Road in Saratoga, some debris in the left lane there as well. Still a bit sluggish getting to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, not quite back from north. Northbound 101, but it'll be slow eastbound 80 from the 101 split onto the bridge. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Looking for a beautiful new floor at an incredibly low price? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Bamboo and Hardwood Flooring Sale. For a limited time, get Bamboo for up to 43% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Choose from 51 varieties of pre-finished hardwood for up to 50% less. Plus, get more incredible deals at your local store and special extended financing. Hurry, our Bamboo and Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, he was a brewer and a patriot. The founder of Sam Adams on the program. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You are a part of the Savage Nation. And obviously, this is not Michael Savage. Nope, J.D. Hayworth behind the microphone for Michael on this very important day in American history, June 6th. 1944, 69 years ago today, D-Day, the invasion of the European continent. An incredible day that we should never forget. Another date important in literary circles and, well, sadly, because of revelations on Capitol Hill and in a British newspaper today, it is important to realize that, ironically, it was 64 years ago today that George Orwell's 1984 was published. George Orwell's cautionary dystopian novel of a totalitarian state with a government so intrusive that Big Brother was always watching you. And now, in the wake of the revelations in the British newspaper The Guardian, that courtesy of a secret court order, the Obama administration has access to all the information for every Verizon customer, and subsequent revelations today about the PRISM, P-R-I-S-M program that gives this administration access to just about every facet of the internet, every service of the internet. So dare we call it Big Brother? Can watch as you type, text, just about anything. This may be a pivotal day in our history, June 6th, 2013, because now, even those who have been so worshipful, so reverent toward this president, even the New York Times is saying that this president has lost all credibility. What do you say? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. To California. Chico Redding is where we find Daryl. Daryl, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, J.D., good talking to you.
Thank you.
Really not about terrorism at all. This is about monitoring the American people and the American people who oppose this regime due to the fact that it's not just Verizon. Verizon shares their cell towers with AT&T, Net10, Mobile One, T-Mobile, Straight Talk. They share it with all of it. So it's not just going to be Verizon. I mean, if this goes further, we will find out that all of these cell companies have been monitored. This is what Obama does. This is who he is. The American people need to wake up. They need to link arms. They need to stand up for the Republic. Republic of the United States of America. My grandfather came here. He told me when I was 3 years old, anything ever happens in this country, you fight for this country, you love her, you shed blood, you stand up. Because that's what this country is about. It's about freedom.
Daryl, I thank you for the call. And I thank you for the lesson your grandfather taught you so many years ago. Daryl's saying, hey, the American people are the ones being terrorized, ironically, by our own government. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. He's listening in the nation's capital to WMAL. He is George, and George, you're with J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Thanks for taking my phone call. I just want to point out that the government has gone after whistleblowers, notably single mother Linda Tripp, who ended up suing the government and receiving $600,000 for releasing private information that was held in the government. And just today, in the last 3 days, Jill Kelly, who's part in association with General Petraeus, has just filed a lawsuit against the federal government, and maybe they've been targeting her and releasing her private information. So she is suing over that, and that ties directly into Benghazi and what's been going on here this year.
And the point is, George, and we thank you for the call, that there is remedial action that can be taken by citizens, that we remain even at what seems to be the last nanosecond of the 11th hour, we remain a nation of laws, but if we are reticent about claiming our rights, if we fail to understand that with rights come responsibilities, then the situation grows more threatening. George, I thank you for the call. Listening in the Garden State of New Jersey to WABC New York, here is Francis. Francis, you're with J.D. in for Michael on the Savage Nation.
Yes, J.D., thank you for taking my call. On this great day of the defense of our God-given rights and liberties, I want to thank you for standing up and defending our God-given rights and liberties, which the enemies of true humanity are trying to take away from us. My question is, what can us radio listeners do to stop this illegal immigrant amnesty bill before it's passed and our American Republic, to which we pledge allegiance, is permanently destroyed?
Francis, you ask a question that is altogether relevant, and let me answer it for you right now. You can pick up the phone, and even I don't care who's tracking it. I'll tell you somebody who will track it in a good way for you. When you call your two United States senators, when you call your member of Congress, and you let them know that you do not want to see our laws cheapened, our border security, our national security threatened, in 2007, when the bill was McCain-Kennedy, we as the American people melted down the phone lines. That's what you have to do to the United States Senate and what you have to do to members of Congress. I know. I've seen it firsthand. The old saying is, when they feel the heat, they see the light. Oh, one other note on the revelations coming forward right now. Rand Paul, who I know, who I like and admire in many ways. Rand Paul, who, truth be told, I'm concerned even Rand Paul is trying to triangulate this amnesty bill the Gang of Eight brought up. But there's something you should know with reference to the revelations of today. Rand Paul is introducing in the United States Senate tomorrow the Fourth Amendment Restoration Act of 2013, which ensures the constitutional protections of the Fourth Amendment are not violated by any government entity. So I would say we all need to get behind Rand Paul in that bill, But again, the challenge is this, and it goes back to the question raised by the caller about this new amnesty bill. Here's the bottom line. If current laws are not being enforced, what makes us think any new laws will be enforced? And when you have an administration, as the caller put it, the regime, but the administration, there's a reason we use that term as related to the executive branch. They administer the laws. The legislative branch creates the laws, actually passes the bills that are signed into law, but the administration is supposed to enforce the law. And when you have an administration so, to put it charitably, confused about individual rights and liberties, and confused and thinking that political opponents, political adversaries here at home are somehow enemies, then you've got, sadly, on this day, the 64th anniversary of the publishing of George Orwell's 1984, sadly, you've got, if not an Orwellian state, then an Orwellian executive branch. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Listening on WDGJ in Rensselaer, New York. Here is Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jay-Z. Thank you for taking my call. And hearing all this Verizon business, I am a customer of theirs, so I was thinking today about calls I've made recently. I'm a Tea Party Patriot donor, so I have gotten conference calls from them from time to time. And recently I joined the NRA when the Second Amendment business has all come up. So I've had calls to them. So I'm thinking I'm probably on a anti-Democratic Party computer list someplace, and that's scary.
Well, what's scary, too, Linda, is if you take it, and one of the callers weaved a narrative for us with all that is going on now, with the fact that the Internal Revenue Service, with this Obamacare bill, will actually be checking, be really the government instrument of examination and enforcement, the Internal Revenue Service for a so-called health bill. Or a health law? Oh, it's not too much of a leap of imagination to think that health care will be rationed based on political preferences. Not that far of a leap of logic at all. Linda, thanks for the call. You can see where this thing is headed. And I don't believe it's some sort of fevered imagining or some sort of overactive imagination. No, I think that you and I are able to connect the dots here, and it is not a pretty picture. Now, do you think I'm overreacting? Do you think I'm treating this with some sort of, not cavalier disdain, but perhaps not the same skepticism or cynicism that you have about it? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. More of your calls ahead. It's J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-827-0407. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-426-7119. That's 800-426-7119. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-426-7119 today.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation, but obviously this is not Michael Savage. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael. Your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's go to Las Vegas, listening on KBET. Here is Carolyn.
JD, hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
Very simple solution, an umbrella to cover everything. We must demand, like Senator Lindsey Graham said, he was 100% right, if you have nothing to hide, then there's nothing to worry about. So that applies to demand an audit of our tax money collected. They have to, that will mop up all the thieves and crooks. We get to see specifically where the dollars that we're paying are going. That will put them and set them and stop them in their tracks, and that will put them on the defensive.
Well, that's a very interesting point, Carolyn. I thank you for the call. I'm not so sure I follow Lindsey's sentiment when he was when Senator Graham was talking about this whole surveillance thing, if you've not done nothing wrong. But I hear that broader theme. And there are a lot of people who say, man, we got to get to the bottom of the IRS thing, especially with an audit. Now, today on Capitol Hill on the House side, one of the new members of Congress, a gentleman from the upstate of South Carolina, Representative Trey Gowdy, chairing a hearing, had one of the head muckety-mucks from the Internal Revenue Service in. Trey Gowdy was telling the story of how in his office, when he was a United States attorney and furloughs were going on, people were struggling to make ends meet. He told this story of a single mom who was working for him when he was United States attorney for the upstate of South Carolina. Listen.
And she kept apologizing for having to do it. She kept saying, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. And at exactly the same time, that young government employee, single mom, was borrowing money for a child's birthday present. Other government employees were staying in $3,500 a night rooms. Other government employees were spending more money on promotional materials than that young woman makes in a year. That while your fellow Americans are losing their jobs and their health insurance and their homes, you do not spend $4 million at a conference for which there is no accountability. You do not hire people to make meaningless speeches or artists to paint paintings of Bono.
Congressman Trey Gowdy today taking the Internal Revenue Service to task. Our caller was saying more needs to be done. There needs to be an audit of the Internal Revenue Service. There'd be a certain justice in that, especially if you're a taxpayer who has been audited. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Listening to us on WFTL Fort Myers, Florida, here is Chris on the Savage Nation.
How you doing, sir?
Fine, thanks.
My prayers go out to all the people that died for this country in D-Day. I salute them all. And Obama, didn't he go to Britain a week before Obamacare was implemented? And if that's true, isn't it a Britain care? And isn't Britain an enemy of ours? And if that's true, shouldn't he be put up on treason charges?
I'm not sure where you're going with Britain being an enemy of ours. I will tell you this, Chris, and I thank you for the call. Let me see if I can connect some dots for you. The United Kingdom, Great Britain, the country from which we gain our independence, the country with whom the Revolutionary War was against whom we fought in the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812, Britain, our great ally in World War II, the United Kingdom, the nation from which we launched the invasion on D-Day, is not an enemy. However, this point should be made. Britain adopted a national health service. If you're wondering about the method to the madness of health care, And here in this country, under Obamacare, the Internal Revenue Service being the agency with supervision, it is simply this. Understand that Britain's National Health Service in the free world is the second largest employer in the world, behind only the railways, Indian railways, on the Indian subcontinent. And so when you accumulate jobs and power and money and decisions over health care, you have set up a situation where government, under the guise of being a benefactor, under the guise of being, well, Big Brother, is not an ally, but instead is an adversary. And worse, it would be government who would decide who lives and who dies in terms of state-sponsored triage and the rationing of medical care. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, this is The Savage Nation, but as soon as you hear this voice, you go, wait a minute, that's not Michael Savage. No, indeed, J.D. Hayworth, so honored to be entrusted with the responsibility of visiting with you on The Savage Nation. Michael will be back, but he has entrusted me, given me stewardship of this program in his absence. And you and I are together on a very important date in American history, because it was 69 years ago today, D-Day, when our Allied forces stormed the beaches at Normandy. And it's very interesting when you listen to the radio address delivered 69 years ago tonight by our commander-in-chief at that point in time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And FDR, obviously, to put it euphemistically, a far more activist notion of government, but not a president who viewed a war as a police action or a holding pattern or some sort of abstraction, but instead a war that was waged to be won. And whatever disagreements we have historically and philosophically with the type of government FDR built, his notion of war fighting and his role as commander-in-chief was one that, in retrospect, especially on this night 69 years ago, was performed ably and, dare we say, masterfully. And it's so interesting to see how our nation has changed, because during that address from our commander-in-chief 69 years ago, President Franklin Roosevelt concluded with a prayer. I want you to listen now to a portion of a public prayer led by President Roosevelt 69 years ago tonight.
And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in Thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace. A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men. And a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
President Franklin Roosevelt leading our nation in prayer 69 years ago tonight. You will search in vain for any headlines of June 7th, 1944, any atheist groups filing a lawsuit against the President of the United States for failing to recognize a so-called separation of church and state. Oh, and by the way, you likewise will search in vain for that term, separation of church and state. It does not exist in our Constitution. It first appeared in a letter written by President Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist Association, and then it was misappropriated, courtesy of its invocation, the expression by Justice Hugo Black, in a case in the 1940s before the Supreme Court dealing with the public transportation of parochial school children, but now taken to mean a wall of separation and a form of hostility toward any expressions of faith in the marketplace or in public. Coming up on this D-Day plus 69, an interesting expression of First Amendment rights, including freedom of worship, from a young man about 18 years of age, but mindful of the fact that there were young men 69 years ago tonight, 18 and 19 and 20, who lay wounded, who lay dying on the beaches of Normandy. It is important to hear from another president in the 20th century who stood overlooking the beach at Normandy on D-Day plus 40. It's hard for me to believe that another 29 years have passed. But listen to the words of Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, on the 40th anniversary of D-Day.
Behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war. Gentlemen, I look at you and I think of the words of Stephen Spender's poem. You are men who in your, quote, lives fought for life and left the vivid air signed with your honor. I think I know what you may be thinking right now, thinking we were just part of a bigger effort. Everyone was brave that day. Well, everyone was. You remember the story of Bill Millen of the 51st Highlanders?
40 years ago today, British troops were pinned down near a bridge, waiting desperately for help. Suddenly they heard the sound of bagpipes, and some thought they were dreaming. Well, they weren't. They looked up and saw Bill Millen with his bagpipes leading the reinforcements and ignoring the smack of the bullets into the ground around him. Lord Lovett was with him, Lord Lovett of Scotland, who calmly announced when he got to the bridge, "Sorry, I'm a few minutes late," as if he'd been delayed by a traffic jam.
Wow.
When in truth he'd just come from the bloody fighting on Sword Beach, which he and his men had just taken. There was the impossible valor of the Poles, who threw themselves between the enemy and the rest of Europe as the invasion took hold, and the unsurpassed courage of the Canadians, who had already seen the horrors of war on this coast. They knew what awaited them there, but they would not be deterred. And once they hit Juneau Beach, they never looked back.
President Reagan, 40 years ago today, to listen to his voice, to hear him recount those stories, not the stuff of fiction, but of grim reality, encourages us to pause and take stock of who we are. And I hope it's not to say who we once were as a nation, but it's a fair question. Tom Brokaw wrote the book entitled The Greatest Generation. I happen to believe there is greatness in every generation. But with so many movements to tear asunder any notion of unity, and you see it culturally, how often have you heard of classes in diversity? Why are there no classes in unity? Your thoughts on that subject and others on this D-Day plus 69, welcomed and encouraged. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. It's D-Day on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson, thick as a brick.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out.
His epic concept piece, On Tour.
Signal for the correct.
In its entirety. Plus new music from Thick as a Brick 2. July 8th at War Memorial Opera House.
Ride yourselves over.
Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Golden Voice.
Thick as a brick.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first is going to be Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. Retirement plans, saving money, what do? I think about this stuff, and I know you do as well. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or online, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
June 6th, 2013. It was June 6th, 1944, when Supreme Allied Commander Dwight David Eisenhower gave the order and D-Day was launched. And to try to recapture the operation known, the military term, Operation Overlord, to try to describe what went on that day, words fail most of us, and yet we must try. Through the mists of a historical memory, because I did not arrive on the planet until 14 years and 1 month following D-Day, I think back to the words of Dwight Eisenhower's biographer, Stephen Ambrose, who wrote that when Ike came ashore, and I believe this was D-Day plus three, it was impossible to step onto the beach at Normandy without stepping on dead and decaying human flesh. Such was the carnage. And yet, as difficult and as costly as that step was 69 years ago tonight, you and I have reaped the dividends of that sacrifice. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. More of your calls coming up right now. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. From the Show Me State of Missouri, we say hello to Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Cliff.
I enjoyed your interlude. I'm a Navy brat. Mom and Dad were both in the Navy during World War II in Korea, and I lost a brother in Vietnam, and I did so. But I'm here to talk to you tonight, and what I cannot figure out, and I'd like your opinion. There's enough information going on that's factual about all the things that are going on. Why can't we get somebody or some organization, legally or otherwise, to attack the situation?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Cliff. I think you have to address the situation. You are speaking, of course, of the revelations today that ironically came in a British newspaper that Verizon customers, courtesy of a secret court order, the current administration has access to information for every Verizon customer. And then that revelation, if possible, was exceeded by a greater explanation of Project Prism, which virtually takes any site, any information clearing mechanism on the internet, social media, all these different websites, and that information now is at the fingertips of government. Some people would say, well, gee, all you do on a program like this is to talk, and talk is cheap. But I would have people stop and reconsider talking. Because more than talking is going on, there is listening, and through listening eventually comes understanding, and there's something else. In fact, it comes through the context of our wartime experience with Great Britain. The famous wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill said, "Americans can be counted on to do the right thing once every other alternative has been exhausted." And there's some truth to that. By the way, Churchill had an American mother. We tend as a nation to be very slow and very deliberate, but once we take action, it is action that needed to be taken. Now, addressing a problem in the context of free people first comes through political expression. We settle questions here with ballots, not with bullets, and votes bring an eventual victory. For Michael Savage, it's J.D. Hayworth. You're on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage, simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple Truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the Simple Truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox. Star Talk 560 KSVO. 14-inch water main ruptured in Martinez early this morning, sending water gushing down streets in a neighborhood near downtown. Crews were able to shut off the flow of water in the line near Jones and Varela Streets. The Lake Tahoe estate, once owned by billionaire Howard Hughes, is on the market for $19.5 million. The Crystal Bay property, called Summertide, stretches along 500 feet of the lake's north shore. The main log cabin home, built from local timber in 1934, has five bedrooms, four baths, and an office. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 9th Street off-ramp. Looks like getting reports of some smoke coming up from underneath the ramps. CHP fire going to go take a look at that one. Northbound 680 Jackson Avenue in the South Bay, some metal debris in the two middle lanes, something to watch out for. And southbound 680 North Main Street, looks like an earlier stall just pushed off to the right side. I'm Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
He said that Diegas left his young son alone in the car with the keys in the ignition. I think there was a bar inside the mall that he was visiting. Dad comes out of the mall. Speech was slurred. Little boys in the car holding an empty beer can. Police also found marijuana and Xanax in the car. Kid deserves better than that.
First of all, who goes to a bar at the mall?
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Looking for a beautiful new floor at an incredibly low price? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Bamboo and Hardwood Flooring Sale. For a limited time, get bamboo for up to 43% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Choose from 51 varieties of pre-finished hardwood for up to 50% less. Plus, get more incredible deals at your local store and special extended financing. Hurry, our bamboo and hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Coming up on the next morning show, he was a brewer and a patriot. The founder of Sam Adams on the program. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You are listening to The Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on D-Day plus 69. This is June 6, 2013. June 6th, 1944, the beginning of the end, in all sincerity, as Allied forces invaded the European continent. And this was the day it happened. And it's a day worth remembering. And what is past is prologue. Are Americans today made of the same stuff as that so-called greatest generation? A subject worth discussing. On line four, calling in from Detroit, here is Jeremiah on the Savage Nation. Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi, JD. Answer to your question, absolutely not. We're not even close. My dad was a World War II vet, and I just wanted to tell your listeners, explain to them exactly what it meant as far as the D-Day invasion went. I have a unique perspective on this. I am a combat vet. I was in Iraq with the 7th Cavalry. My dad landed with the second wave at Leyte Gulf. And he landed in a Higgins boat, and he nearly died. He told me before he passed away in 2005 that he finally sat down and watched the movie Saving Private Ryan. He avoided it for a long time because he didn't want to watch the opening scene for obvious reasons. He finally made it through the whole movie, and he told me afterwards that the real, and mind you, in the second wave at Leyte Gulf, which wasn't nearly as big an operation as D-Day, that the opening scene of that movie with all the, you know, people screaming and people exploding, you know, bullets coming through the Higgins boats and guys jumping over the side and so on and so forth, trying to swim and all that stuff on, he said it was about half as bad as it was in real life. So take that for what you will. But the main reason we're not made of the same stuff as the greatest generation is not physical, it's moral. We've basically thrown away everything that they fought for, and I'm glad he's not alive today to see this. As you brought up the whole thing with the spying and the snooping, the reason why many principled conservatives oppose things like the Patriot Act is because if it's a law that violates the Constitution, which is the rule we all live by, it's an agreement that we all live by that the government should be limited, and if the law violates that and can be used to oppress people, it's bad law, whether you think, you know, under George Bush they would never do that, but then who knows who will get elected in the future, and that's what we thought was going to happen, and lo and behold, it's happened. But the reason why they were able to do what they did then and we can't is because they were willing to sacrifice themselves no matter what the cost, and they all knew. As soon as the freaking front of that Higgins boat, my dad described the sound of machine gun bullets rattling off the front of it, and everyone realizing as soon as that ramp came down, bullets were going to come in, and they were going to get killed. But they went anyway, and they went in their thousands because they knew that they had to stop what was happening.
Jeremiah, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for the remembrance of your father. And I want to respectfully disagree on a couple of different points. And far be it from me, first of all, you, like your dad, are a combat veteran. I share concerns about the nation. I don't believe it's terminal yet, as long as there are people like you. Now, with reference to the Patriot Act, here is the challenge, and I speak as a legislator, obviously not as a combat veteran. Here was the challenge with the Patriot Act. When you are serving, and it's a finite amount of time, you know that you cannot bind future Congresses. Neither can you bind future executives. You are faced with a situation in the here and now. It does not mean you toss away historical perspective. Again, the effort with the Patriot Act was to include an annual renewal, an annual look-back provision to put into law ways to scrutinize and to reject it if abuses were widespread. The challenge now, if in fact the abuses are there, is to take that action with this Congress. In this situation, to that end, Senator Rand Paul tomorrow will introduce the Fourth Amendment Protection Act. Speaking of Rand Paul, and I believe this will be cut 14, he appeared on the Fox News channel, and he talked about the concern he has about our current president and just what is transpiring. Here is Senator Rand Paul the other night on the Fox News channel.
What he said recently about if an American were targeted for attack, they would get due process. But he thinks due process is him making a decision and not a judge or not a jury. So when he says that, I'm not sure he really means this. And I think what's happening is these constellation of scandals, one after another, Benghazi, the IRS, the reporters that he's targeted, I guess he's losing. And to me, he's losing that moral authority, the moral authority to lead the nation.
Isn't it interesting that the caller from whom we just heard talked about lacking the moral fiber, and how Senator Rand Paul speaks of our current commander-in-chief losing the moral authority to lead? It's D-Day plus 69. 1 year shy of seven decades separating us from the boys of Pointe du Hoc, as President Reagan put it at the 40th commemoration of D-Day, D-Day plus 40. What of this generation? The combat veteran to whom we spoke, and the next caller to whom we'll speak, on line 7 from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Scott, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me on, sir. I just wanted to say thank you for reminding everyone about the D-Day invasion. And, you know, every year we go through this here on Fort Bragg. We do All American Week, the week prior to Memorial Day. And all the old-time paratroopers that are still alive, they come down and talk to us, and we do tours of the museum here, and, you know, they're getting fewer and fewer every year. I've been here for almost 20 years, and now I'm in special operations, but I started my career as an airborne sapper, combat engineer with the 82nd. So, but I still go back every year to talk to those older guys, the generation that did jump in on D-Day. And for them, it started a little bit earlier than June 6th. They remember, they jumped in the night before and had their objectives to accomplish. And here's the best way I can describe what was great about our country then, is that when they jumped in, 90% of them missed their drop zones. They got scattered all about. They found each other on the ground, though, and made mixed units. And we call them LGOPs, which is little groups of paratroopers. And the only thing that they did at that point was move to the sound of gunfire and engage the enemy. If there was an officer or a non-commissioned officer amongst the group, he would keep his primary mission in mind and gather up who he could to go accomplish that mission. But usually, you know, they, for a plan that had 20 to 30 paratroopers involved, it ended up only being 5 to 10 executing that mission. And that is what made our nation great. And you don't really see that anymore nowadays. Even in our military is being so sensitized and being made to be politically correct. This whole issue with the sexual assault epidemic, as they call it, Our military is being destroyed. And
well, it certainly is, Scott. And as you mentioned, sexual assaults, despite the best efforts of this administration to try to portray this as another form of sexual harassment in the workplace, what we now see are a plethora of reports of same-sex assaults. And remember how we heard that, oh, wow, if we just move to a situation where everyone is welcomed in, regardless of regardless of sexual orientation, then goodness and light will triumph. And now we're seeing something else. But Scott, even as you remember the 86th Airborne, even as you remember the LGOPs, the little groups of paratroopers, let me give you a variation. Now, granted, it was not from last week. This is from now almost a decade ago, when as a member of Congress, I visited Iraq. And I had occasion to be in Mosul. And the Screaming Eagles had just been there, that airborne division, but they had been relieved by another group. And General Carter Ham, whose name has come up in the wake of the whole Benghazi controversy, and I'll just tell you, Carter Ham was a great one. And I don't know all, we still have to get to the bottom of Benghazi and what orders were given or were not given to General Carter Ham. But for this purpose, I want to tell you about going into Mosul and having General Ham there. And when members of Congress go, you basically, there's one thing they let you do. They let you see what's going on, and then at chow time, you eat with your constituents. So a group of Arizonans were there at lunchtime with me in the mess hall in Mosul. And among those who were there, there was Munoz, who had grown up in Greenlee County down in the copper mining area, Clifton Morenci. And there was Mangano, who had who'd grown up in Tucson, but whose mom had moved up to my district in the Phoenix-Scottsdale area. And both of those guys were saying, Congressman, whatever you do, don't leave before you go see Adakai. Sergeant John Adakai from the Navajo Nation didn't take time for chow hall. Sergeant Adakai, with his welder's mask and scrap iron, and understand, these were in the days in the conflict a year in, exactly a year to the day was when I was visiting. Sergeant Adakai was taking every bit of scrap metal he could find and up-armoring the vehicles in Mosul in his own fashion. They called them Adakai Specials. And before the defense contractors came up with ways to up-armor our vehicles to try to protect people from the roadside bombs, there was John Adakai from the Navajo Nation, a guy very quiet, going about his work to protect his comrades in arms. So in much the same way that Scott told us the story of the paratroopers, the airborne, jumping in, preceding that grand invasion, and all the confusion and the chaos, they got together to do the job. They improvised. Same thing was true of Sergeant Adakai, doing what he could, as best he could, to protect his buddies, to see the mission through. That's why I say, yes, we may speak of the World War II generation as the greatest generation, but there is greatness in every generation. The question is, today as Americans, regardless of generation, the generation of our birth, will we do what it takes to preserve our constitutional republic? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage. It's D-Day on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all.
Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you believe this myth? If I wait years to clean my new carpet, it'll stay clean longer. Myth Defier Zero Res says, fact. Traditional cleaning methods often leave a sticky soap residue that attracts dirt. Now you have the best choice. Fact. Carpet manufacturers' warranties state you must clean with an approved method every 12 to 24 months to maintain your warranty. Fact. Zero Res is approved to keep your warranty valid. Don't settle for cheap or second-rate cleaning. Fact. Zero Res is rated platinum, the highest rating. A Zero Res clean is green, leaving your carpet soft. Zero Res technicians are polite and professional. You feel safe. The Myth Defiers say, get your home Zero Res clean. Everyone says use Zero Res. Call now for the June Jubilee. Three areas clean for only $129. That's right, three areas for only $129, and you get a 3x5 area rug free. Amazing. Zero Res also cleans tile and air ducts. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call for terms, 877-321-0739, or book online, ZeroResBayArea.com today. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Hi folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cache Creek Casino Resort salutes you with the Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration. June 1st through July 7th. Come on in for your free daily swipe. Win cash, dining, and entries into our Star Spangled Weekend Drawings. Every weekend in June, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash drawings. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with a wallet full of great American dollars, $2,500 in Benjamins each. And we're celebrating independence in a huge way. From July 3rd through the 7th at 7 p.m., two lucky people will win $2,500 cash. And one will win a true American vehicle, the Jeep Patriot. On the road or off, you're free to roam. The Red, White, and You Jeep Celebration through July 7th, only at Cash Creek. Play the best, close to home. Visit CashCreek.com for details.
Coming up on the next morning show, he was a brewer and a patriot, the founder of Sam Adams on the program. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You're listening to The Savage Nation, J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage. This hour, we've been remembering D-Day on this June 6th, D-Day plus 69 years. And I'm of the opinion that, yes, we can refer to the World War II generation as the greatest generation, but there is greatness in every generation. We began this hour with a portion, a recording of a broadcast made 69 years ago tonight by the President of the United States at that time, Franklin Roosevelt, concluding and leading the nation in prayer on D-Day. I said, you will note, you will search in vain the newspapers of June 7th, 1944 for any news of any organization of atheists filing suit, and yet it has become so prevalent in today's society, even in the upstate of South Carolina. Pickens County, South Carolina, the school board, the school administration, so, at least intimidated in some way by atheists, that they forbade any expression of spirituality, any prayer at the commencement services, the commencement ceremony for Liberty High School there in Pickens County, South Carolina. But the valedictorian, Roy Costner, in standing up to give his valedictory address, tore up his speech and then said the following.
I think most of you understand when I say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
The valedictorian of Liberty's high school class, Roy Costner IV, interrupted by applause as he prayed publicly the Lord's Prayer to the credit of the administration and the school board. No one rushed the podium to stop the valedictorian from giving his address. More evidence that there is greatness in every generation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. To the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, here is Barbara on the Savage Nation.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
I want to thank you for remembering D-Day, because it's one of the most emotional days for me, and I'm 75 years old. I was 6 years old, skipping across the street, going into my home for lunch, and my mother was standing at the stove with the tears streaming down her face. Now, I was used to World War II because that's all I knew, because I was just born, you know. And
right.
I said, "What?" I thought someone in the family had died. I said, "What's the matter, Mother?" And she said, "Well, Barbara, there was a terrible, terrible battle today, and many, many men lost their lives." And I walked into the living room. It's just like it was yesterday. And I sat down and thought about it. And in my childish wisdom, childlike wisdom, it hit me that it was the beginning of the end. And it's possible that as bad as these times are, there is going to be a turnaround. And I feel very, very sorry for people who are losing hope. And I'm so glad that you have this hopeful attitude, because with this country, I mean, that's all we should have.
Barbara, you have offered the most stirring perspective, real-life perspective, of why we need to remain hopeful. I thank you for your call. Thanks to you for listening. J.D. Hayworth, stay brave, stay free, stay tuned.